Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We have no score of the game, and Ahmed Rosario leading off. First pitch swung on, into the air, down the right field line, deep toward the corner. Long run, this may go, and it's gone! Goodbye! Into the Nationals bullpen! A leadoff home run for Ahmed Rosario here in the bottom of the seventh inning.
Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan, live from our Half Street studios in the Navy Yard, just 4 blocks from the center field gate. Sponsored today and every day by our friends, the law firm Condorian Murrah. Estate planning, elder law, real estate, transactions, probate, administration, they handle it all. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today. Go to kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them we sent you to get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. We're going to catch up with Charlie Slows in just a moment from over at the ballpark. He is getting ready to call Nationals Cubs tonight with Dave Jagler. You'll hear the game right here on the Fan. Pre-game at 6:15, a little over an hour away, and then first pitch at 6:45. Last night's Nationals win was one of their best of the season. Mackenzie Gore, 7 sparkling, 3-hit innings. He gave up hits to the first 3 batters of the game, loaded the bases, then got 2 strikeouts and a pop-out to get out of the first, and overall retired 21 of the final 23 batters he faced without giving up a hit.
Filth.
Over those 23 batters. The Nats win a shutout 4-hitter over the Cubs 2-0, and they have a chance to take 2 out of 3 from one of the best teams in the NL now.
One against the Marlins or the Pirates or the Rockies. That's the Cubs. That's a Cubs team. You might want to look them up. They're pretty good.
Yeah, and it's one of those things, too, where it's not just a game that we're overreacting to. This is on the heels of an awesome road trip. This is winners of 11 of 16 now. This is a team that going back to 1 week into the big league season has played over 500 wild card level baseball. Let's go to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. That's where Charlie Slows awaits. Chucko, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Very well.
Not as well as the Nats. Are you and Dave getting to call real-life, big league, quality, big boy baseball last night? It felt good. It was like you guys were back in the saddle in the 19 playoff run with huge moments late in the game against a good team. That was fun.
It was a lot of fun. There were a lot of good things in that game. A great pitching. I almost felt like it was a 1970s pitching matchup with the pitchers still in the game that far into the game, you know? I'm used to seeing Craig Counsell go to the bullpen early, and he had a starter that was dealing and let him go. And Mackenzie Gore, you know, he had a high pitch count early, and, you know, they were watching him closely over his final 3 innings. I asked Brad Lord if he'd ever warmed up 3 innings in a row, and that, of course, would be a no. But they just had him up in case the pitch count mounted quickly for Gore and there were multiple men on base. They wanted to be ready, but Gore made sure that didn't happen. Retired 15 of the last 16, 21 of 23 batters after the 3 singles in the first inning to start the game.
Charlie, since this group lost 7 in a row and 8 of 9 at the end of that Cleveland series against St. Louis and then in Atlanta, lost 3 out of 4 there in Atlanta. Since then, What's been the biggest difference? They're just playing better all around. It's easy to say that when more runs are scored, but what's been the biggest difference to you since then?
You know, it's a lot of things. I mean, you basically are revamping your bullpen on the fly, giving young pitchers a chance. You know, and more times than not, they've done okay. Ferreira settled into his role. Obviously, you're moving guys like Rutledge and Cole Henry, who'd never been relief pitchers before this year, in the roles that they're in. Same for Brad Lord, who's gone both ways. You know, guy who had been a starter that they put in the bullpen, then stepped into the starting rotation when they needed him to, when Soroka was out, and now back in the bullpen. And, of course, you know, Finnegan, for the most part, has been nailed. So when you have a chance to win a game, they've been getting it done. You know, they're winning despite some low batting averages for some guys like Lowe, who with a low batting average is still driven in 40 runs. And you could say he really hasn't even got hot yet. You know, James Wood has carried Abrams once he came off the injured list, was on fire until the last 10 days or so, has cooled off. But, you know, it's been you can spread it around. Last night, you get the right-handed hitters in there and had a chance to play in 10 days, including switch hitting Nassim Nunez, who I'll say, have you ever seen a player improve as much as he has when he doesn't get to play very much at all?
No.
I mean, last year was like a redshirt year for him, really only getting to play consistently the last week of the season when C.J. Abrams was sent down. And, you know, he just brings fire. He brings speed, great defense, speed on the bases, and just a lot of energy. It's fun to watch the game when he's involved like that.
Charlie Slows, Dave Jagler, our excellent broadcast team, has the call tonight of the Nats and the Cubs at 6:45 right here on The Fan. June, three games old now, has been surprisingly quiet for James Wood based on the unbelievable season he's having. And it's only three games and 8 at-bats. He's 1 for 8. He got robbed of a hit. He hit a ball about 8,000 miles an hour to first base on a lineout last night. But I bring him up to say it's crazy how quickly this has happened that he's become a superstar and one of the best players in baseball. Three games where he doesn't do something at the plate, and it feels like it's been a month. You're like, oh, he's due for a home run. It's been three games. What a year. 16 homers, 9 steals. He's hitting over .280. That's about 40 points better than league average. He's got a .940 OPS. He's 22, Charlie, and he's going to be a guy in the offseason we're talking about as getting MVP votes next year, maybe, if they can improve this ball club.
And I don't think he has to worry about getting rest during the All-Star break this year, do you? I don't think so.
Yeah, he'll be on a plane.
He'll have somewhere to be.
He'll be a little... He'll be busy in Atlanta, but even the one hit in this series so far from the other night in the sixth inning, when he made contact, Pete Crow Armstrong, who may cover more ground in the outfield than any player in baseball, thought he had a chance to catch that 116-mile-an-hour laser beam that went over his head off the wall. Pretty impressive. And, you know, teams are trying to manage around him now. I mean, he has the only two intentional walks the Nationals have had this year, but they line up their bullpens. Nats are very left-handed, but he's the guy. They're making a mark on their lineup cards saying, we're not letting that guy beat us.
What's sort of next for him at this stage? Because the numbers are already great. You do this for a full season. As Grant already said, you're an MVP candidate. But it still feels like, I know it's probably not fair to him, but it still feels like there's more coming. It still feels like I don't want to say scratching the surface and use that cliche, but it does. It feels like there's more depth to his game as he kind of continues to adjust and figure things out.
Oh, there's no question. He's going to get better in the outfield. We saw him throw out a runner on the last road trip with a terrific throw. He's getting more comfortable in left field, although it never looks like he's running all that hard, even when...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a sprint to get to the wall because somebody else that would need like 15 strides to get there, he only needs like 8. He covers twice as much ground with half as many strides and steps, whether it's running the bases or in the outfield. Maybe he's going to be a 300 hitter too. Can he do that? He's at 283 right now, and you feel like he isn't doing much in the last few games.
Charlie Amazing. Slows, Dave Jagler, right here on the Fan tonight. Charlie joining us to look at what is a chance to take 2 out of 3 from the Cubs. How about Mackenzie Gore last night? 7 3-hit innings. That's not an outing, Charlie, he could have had the last 2 years. That first inning, he doesn't get out of that bases loaded jam without giving up a run in the past. But he took a deep breath.
Yeah,
he buckled down.
Last year that might have been a 35 or 40 pitch inning. As it was 24. But he had a bear down, got 2 strikeouts and a foul pop. And then he cruised after that. I mean, that's what he did to finish his last outing in Seattle in the 6th inning. He needed to empty the tank to get out of a bases loaded jam and did it. I mean, you know, those are things that used to see Max Scherzer do because he's got the similar type stuff. And, you know, if he finds that competitive fire that Scherzer has, I mean, he's got a chance to be successful for a real long time.
How about the pitching matchup tonight? Jake Irvin gets the ball for Washington in his last home start, 8 scoreless innings. He goes up against Drew Pomeranz for the Cubs. This is a bullpen game. He is not allowed an earned run in 15 appearances out of the pen, but I'm guessing they'll go to Ben Brown, who went 6 innings of 1-hit ball last week after Pomeranz pitched an inning. He's pretty nasty. He's just a 2-pitch guy, fastball, curveball, but he throws 96. I'm guessing that'll be the plan for the Cubs.
Well, actually, tonight, this would have been Colin Ray's start, and that's who we're hearing is going to be the guy to come in, probably in the second inning. So Davey Martinez had to decide how to make his lineup card out. If Pomeranz pitches 1 inning, you want your right-handed bats in there. So Rosario's getting the start at third base, but Garcia's getting the start at second base, going to bat him 8th, because by that time, you probably have the right-hander Ray in the game. So they're doing this now for Ray like they did for Ben Brown, so that Dave and I just listened to Craig Counsell say it. If he doesn't have to face the left-handed hitters, and maybe he will only face him once, he might not face him a third time through the order. He said, you know, they added the lefties in the bullpen with Cabrera, who's pitched twice in this series already, and Thielbar, and it was not only for this series, it's for their other series coming up that they're playing, where they are facing left-handed heavy-hitting teams, and he said the lefties are going to pitch.
Charlie, mentioning Jake Irvin here, this has been unusual. His fastball velocity is down. I understand that velocity isn't everything, certainly, but if you just look at some of the advanced numbers, his fastball last year was a +5 in terms of the value of the pitch. It's a -1.9 this year. It's getting hit harder and more often, but he's still been effective by mixing everything else. What are you seeing from him? How is he doing it?
You know, well, he's, you know, they're more experienced in how to get out sometimes, get them out on weak contact. Now, you're saying fastball has been hit harder. They've talked about it's a mechanical issue. When he flies open, he loses velocity on his fastball. And when he is able to correct that, he has more velo on the fastball like he did a couple of starts ago. So from start to start, that's been somewhat inconsistent. You know, last start, he gave up 6 runs and still won. It's one of those, you know, anomalies in this game where you can pitch great, not give up any runs, and your team doesn't score. Last time they got a win. And overall, 5-1 in 12 starts. He'd probably like to have a better than a 3.93 ERA, but he's given up less hits than innings pitched. He has a .235 batting average against, and he's holding righties to a .198 average against him. Not bad.
No, he's having a good season. And he's a guy that was drafted, developed by the Nationals. They got beat up a little bit last week by Ken Rosenthal, a big piece about their lengthy rebuild and the lack of, you know, basically homegrown talent. But when you look at it, Charlie, you know, the bullpen answer has been homegrown with Henry, Rutledge, Lord. In the rotation, you've got Irvin and Parker, who have both at times been terrific over the last couple of years. From a position standpoint, Lyle and Hassel look like they can help. We've talked over the last couple of years about Jacob Young and some of the others. Brady House is coming. I mean, it's not like they haven't done a better job developing over the last couple of seasons.
Yeah, you're starting to see the fruits of that. I mean, sometimes it takes time, and then you guys try to figure out where they fit best. Guys who are starters becoming relievers, and now the makeup of your bullpen. You know, it's funny. You know, Andrew Chafin, around a long time, he walks around the clubhouse and came in yesterday with that shirt on again that said failed starter across his chest. You know, that's, you know, he's wearing that as a badge of honor as a reliever. But in essence, that's how starters usually become relievers, because they get to a certain level and there are other starters who are better than them, but they still like the arm that these guys have and their stuff, and they become relievers. So, I mean, now you're developing a big league bullpen on the fly with a lot of young pitchers with some really good stuff, some good arms.
Charlie Slows with us here on G&D. C.J. Abrams got off to an unbelievable start, pretty reminiscent, honestly, of last year, and now he's kind of in one of those valleys, again, sort of similar to what he was in last year. What do you see when it's good versus when it's not, and how do we kind of shorten those valleys to kind of get him back to that all-star level?
It seems pretty simple, and, you know, the Nats, the staff will say this for a lot of hitters, you know, when he hits some home runs, if he gets a little pull happy, that's when he starts to go into a skid. If he keeps the ball up the middle and the other way, usually has more success. They'll say that about Luis Garcia Jr. They'll say it about C.J. Abrams. You can almost say that about everybody. The guys who are able to consistently hit the ball up the middle and the other way have fewer valleys.
Cubs are really good, huh? They seem like they're a legit contender.
Yeah, maybe better than I thought they would be. I mean, Crow Armstrong, now in the second season, is a dominant player. 15 home runs, 15 doubles, 3 triples, and 21 steals. The fourth fastest player in big league history to reach 15 homers and 20 steals in a season. Mm. And he's pretty young, too, at 23. We're just scratching the surface with him. They play really good defense. You got 3 gold gloves with Ian Happ in left field. You got 2 gold gloves with their second baseman, or actually Dansby Swanson, their shortstop, and 1 for Nico Horner, who is a shortstop playing second. And a rookie now at third, Matt Shaw, is really kind of learning to play third. Out of University of Maryland, highest player ever drafted out of Maryland, is now the starting third baseman for the Cubs at 23 years old.
Yeah, 13th overall pick out of Maryland just a couple of years ago. Moved quickly through the minors. Ultimately, I guess, I don't know what you guys think. I would say the Cubs end up needing arms maybe at the deadline. But their offense, because we haven't seen Tucker start. He had the at-bat at the end of the game last night, but has basically missed both of these games. He's an MVP candidate. But they rank second in the big leagues in average and runs and walks, third in on-base, stolen bases, fourth in OPS, fifth in homers. This is a championship-level offense, in my opinion.
Yeah, they're really good, and Tucker is in there tonight batting second behind Happ in front of Suzuki, who moves back to the DH spot. So, you know, you've got some young veteran players, a guy like Swanson who's won a World Series. They have a chance to be really good. I mean, the Brewers got really hot. They cooled off just a touch now after their winning streak. They're 5 games back. The Cardinals, I think, probably playing over their heads. We're not sure if they'll sell at the deadline or add. They're not used to being in a rebuild, but they're in the hunt for a playoff spot as it looks right now. And Atlanta, blowing a big lead today, is now 7 games under 500, 11.5 back of first place in the NL East. We're not sure where they're going, but this can be interesting because, you know, you got 3 teams in the West, the Dodgers, Padres, Giants, and maybe the Diamondbacks if they turn things around. This could be a fight for these wild card spots, no question. Fight for some first place division titles, too.
Charlie, fun as always, my friend. I'll talk to you in a few hours for postgame.
All right. Talk to you then, Danny.
Sounds good, buddy.
Grant.
Charlie, thank you, buddy. Great catching up. There's Charlie Slows. Listen to him and Dave Jagler on the call. Love Nats baseball. 6:15 pregame in 1 hour, and then 6:45. The first pitch is thrown.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.